My dear loving sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ, today's gospel continues the story of Jesus appearing to two of his disciples on their way to Emmaus. Across all the gospels, the first words that the risen Jesus speaks to his disciples when he appears to them is, "Peace be with you." In today's gospel as well, Jesus, upon appearing before the disciples, greets with them the words, "Peace be with you." The greeting of peace symbolizes his love and forgiveness for them. Jesus extends the gift of peace and reconciliation to the disciples who had failed him so deeply during his passion and death, with one of them betraying him, another denying him, and all of them deserting him. The good news of Easter is that God brought wonderful new life out of the tragedy of Jesus' death and tragedy of the disciples' failure. Jesus is not dead. He is alive with the life of heaven, over which death has no power. The disciples were not dead either. The Lord still had a mission for them. They were to proclaim the good news of Easter to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. The essence of the good news is that God's merciful love is stronger than death and human failure. And all people need to do is repent and trust in this merciful love present in the risen Jesus. My dear friends, our ultimate destiny is to share in the Lord's own risen life. Just as the disciples' failure did not break the relationship with the Lord, our own failings, shortcomings, and sins need not separate us from the Lord's love. He continues to stand among us, saying, "Peace be with you." He remains faithful to us even after we have turned away from him. All he asks is that we keep on turning back to him in trusting faith, acknowledging our failures, and opening ourselves up to the spirit of his merciful love. It is only after the disciples received the gift of forgiveness that they could send out as messengers of the Lord's forgiveness to others. Jesus assured them of their forgiveness and then commissioned them to preach repentance for the forgiveness of sins to all the nations. It is forgiven sinners who are entrusted with the task of proclaiming good news of God's love and peace to all. This is what we find Peter doing in today's first reading. He declares to the people of Jerusalem that although they had handed Jesus over to Pilate, God's forgiveness was available to those who turned to God by believing in Jesus. Throughout the centuries, the church has remained faithful to the mission entrusted to the disciples, proclaiming the enduring truth that God's forgiveness is stronger than human sin. I repeat, God's forgiveness is stronger than human sin. Our God is not a punishing God. Our God is forgiving and a loving God. By raising his son, Jesus, from the dead, God proclaimed that even when we reject his son, God does not reject us. The risen Jesus reveals a faithful and forgiving God. And today's second reading states this clearly. If anyone does sin, we have our advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, who is just. And Jesus is expiation for our sins. In the first reading, Peter urges the people of Jerusalem to repent and turn to God for the forgiveness of their sins. In the gospel reading, the risen Lord commissions his disciples to preach repentance for the forgiveness of sins. In the sacrament of reconciliation, we have privileged opportunity to encounter God's forgiveness and mercy. It is in this sacrament that the risen Lord speaks to us, saying, "Peace be with you." Through the ministry of the church, God grant us pardon and peace. Indeed, the forgiveness of the Lord brings us true peace. Let us open our hearts and minds to his peace and forgiveness. As we continue our journey through Easter season, may the forgiveness of the Lord bring us peace, and may our willingness to forgive others also bring peace into our lives. May God bless you.